Hi team, today I'm going to talk a little bit about speakers. The first thing is who I get for speakers. What I've found is that I bring in people of all different levels. I bring in the professionals who have worked with major labels and now they're working with independents. They have to be somebody who works with independents. I don't want somebody who's just got major label experience and doesn't know how to work with independents, doesn't know what's working in the industry right now. But it can be a professional like that. It could be an artist who is successful at what they're doing and they're going to come and share that. It could be somebody who's totally outside of the field of music, like a publicist, or somebody who does social network marketing and their expertise is very appropriate to the people that you have in your meetings. I find them everywhere. I do a lot of research on LinkedIn, and I also own the Nashville Music Industry LinkedIn group. And so every time somebody signs up for that, and there's about 350 people on that, that is where I find a lot of speakers. I'll contact them right off of that. Most of my speakers, though, in all honesty, they're either people who show up at the meetings or they're referrals from the people who are at the meetings. Because I'll ask, who do you want to come in and speak? Who has a contact that would be a great speaker? And I've had no problem finding enough speakers. I've got more than I can actually handle. One thing I do look for are speakers who have something to gain from being there. Now, I do get the altruistic ones who just want to give back. I get people who just want to share their expertise. It makes them feel good. But I do look a lot at people who have a workshop coming up that they want to market, or they have products that they want to sell, like CDs or DVDs, training materials that they sell, or they give lessons, vocal lessons, guitar lessons. Maybe they're a producer, a manager, somebody like that who's looking for clients. I look for people who have something to gain from being there. And inevitably, when someone comes in like that, they usually do find what they're looking for. They usually do pick up somebody who's a client, somebody who loves their products and decides to buy them right there. I don't have any problem with people selling their things right there, and I don't take a percentage of that. It's kind of my way of giving back to them for speaking, and I don't have a problem at all with that. It's got to be a win-win for everybody, or I don't want to play, and that's the bottom line. The topics that we look for are geared toward the artists. Now, you may have a lot of other professionals in the room, but I usually gear my meetings toward the artists. So there are topics that affect the artist's bottom line. Those are the ones that seem to draw the most. That would be anything that has to do with marketing, anything that has to do with booking, anything that has to do with getting radio airplay, anything that has to do with licensing, all the things that bring money in or things that will help them to get more gigs or get more money. You can cover a lot of other topics. I've had people come in and do motivational things. I've had things like people coming in and talk about touring or talk about what it's like to be on the road full time. You know, I've had those kind of talks. And they do draw for people who are interested in that particular topic. But when you really get down and dirty and it's things that are going to affect the artist's bottom line, that's when you're going to draw the most people. Okay, let's talk briefly about compensation. We don't compensate our speakers. We buy their lunch because our meetings are at lunchtime, but we don't give them anything else. Now, you have a lot of options with that. You can pay them something if you want to. If you're making enough money, that might be worthwhile. We are looking forward to doing that here when we have enough people coming, mostly at our pro meetings that we're going to be starting, because we're going to be upping the price for those and there'll be enough to pay a speaker. But you can also give them an IndieConnect polo shirt or a t-shirt. You can give them something else that would be valuable to them that isn't necessarily a cash compensation. We do have a couple of agreements online that you need to know about. There is a speaker compensation agreement that is blank, but it basically just says this is what we agree to pay you, even if it's nothing. Now, the only reason you might use that is if you feel like there's a chance that somebody might come back and say, you know what, I usually get $500 to speak, and you knew that, and I thought you were going to give me that. So if you want to get something in writing that says I'm going to comp you your meal, or this is exactly what you're going to get, then feel free to use that agreement, modify it as you need to. Here in Nashville, we videotape our speakers, and sometimes we just record an audio of them. So I have two agreements on there for that. They're licensing agreements that say that we own the masters of the recordings, the videotape or the audio, and they still own the talk. They still can use that talk anywhere else they want. We're not asking for the content, but we do own the masters of the recordings. and therefore we can put them on our website. And if we want to sell them, they're going to get a piece of the action. Right now, the agreements say that they get 25% of the wholesale cost, whatever that is. Right now, we haven't been selling anything, but that is going to be changing quickly. We're putting things together that you too can sell so that you have another income stream. And so if that's a situation where you're going to be recording somebody, you're going to want to have them sign one of those agreements. The terms in the agreement are flexible. We can go 30%, 35%, something like that, if somebody is a high-end speaker or that's what they're used to getting. But we're trying to keep it low because we want to keep the prices of the products low enough that everybody can buy them. There's also an agreement, well, not so much an agreement, just an outline of what the speaker would expect at a meeting and what you expect of them. You know, keeping it upbeat, keeping people engaged and stuff like that. So that's totally optional. Again, if you want to give that to somebody so that they don't ramble on, so that the whole meeting isn't just a sales pitch for their products. You know, we do have some guidelines that you can use. You can change them as you want to. You may run into situations where what you run into isn't on the guidelines and you want to add that to it. That's fine. But that's just a general guideline that you might want to use. And I think that's about it. I think that covers everything that we would want you to know about. So if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call or shoot us an email or post it on the forums, and we'll try to get your questions answered. Thanks. Have a great day.